I don't want to be blinded to what His purpose is. So if He comes in and He's talking real nice and He's a good old boy, I still know He's a thief. And I'm not going to leave my, I don't want to leave my possessions laying out to where He can access them. And when He tells me something, I'm not going to just accept everything He says because I know He has a purpose. What is His purpose? His purpose is to destroy and His purpose is to kill. On the other hand, Jesus has a purpose also. And His purpose was, I want to give you life. And so when the Lord comes and He teaches us how to live, I can know and trust that He has my best interest at heart. He's not out to destroy me, so when the Lord comes along, and whether it's through correction or admonition, or whether it's through do this or don't do that, I know that my best interest, He has my best interest at heart. And so His purpose then is that we might have life. And if we can recognize where the enemy is working and where the Lord is working and recognize the purpose of it, it's going to change how we begin to relate with both Satan and how we relate with the Lord Himself. The enemy has a design for us. Jesus told us over in John 8:44, He was talking to the Pharisees. He said, "You are of your father, the devil." Now he was talking pretty straight. But He said, you're after, in other words, you're following the devil. You're following what he does. And He said, "And the lust of your father you will do." He was a murderer from the beginning. Talking about the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Do you know if the world could just get hold of that simple truth, how much further along we'd be in life? The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. He's a murderer. From the very beginning, what was his purpose with Adam and Eve? His purpose was to destroy them. His purpose was to interfere in the relationship that they had with God. And I will tell you, the consequences and result of listening to the devil was death. Their son was a murderer. Became one, didn't he? When Cain killed Abel, he was a murderer. And it was a result of what mom and dad did, because the devil had a design. And we need to recognize this morning, the enemy, there's no truth in him. So when he comes along and he tries to show us a better way or a different way, I know what his purpose is. If someone came along and said, "What is your purpose?" You know, when we look at our own purpose, sometimes it almost helps us get oriented a little bit. We have decisions to make. Sometimes we just need to stop and say, "What is my purpose?" To make money. Or to get this, or to go there, or to have this, or I want to do... What is our purpose? And when we begin to have a clear purpose, it starts saying, okay, if that's really my purpose, I'm going to make these decisions so I can get to my purpose. A lot of people, and I didn't know I was going to get all this much into purpose, but the devil does have a purpose, we have a purpose, and Jesus has a purpose. Well, the devil's purpose is to destroy. There's no truth in him. Now, a while back, we were working in the yard, and it might have even been on different days that we were trimming some things up in the yard. But Renee, quite some time back, we had a butterfly bush, is the common name of it. And we planted it soon after we moved. So it was about 10 years old. Almost 10 years old. And it grew over the fence. And it just took off. And it's like a vine bush that grows up the fence. And, oh no. Okay, it was honeysuckle. There we go. Thank you for that correction. It was honeysuckle. We all know what honeysuckle is. And it grew, it's like a vine, and it grew up the fence. And it began to take over. It grew very good. So Renee cut it way back. Few months ago. Incidentally, we don't have any honeysuckle anymore because it killed it. It had grown so well. And it was just, we didn't have to do anything to it. You just let it grow. But she wanted to trim it back a little bit, and it killed it. You know this morning that the enemy's purpose, and the analogy stops there with the honeysuckle. But the enemy's purpose is to destroy your life and my life. That's his purpose. And he's going to try to bring things into our lives, circumstances, people, whatever it might be, for the purpose of trying to destroy us spiritually. He doesn't care who he uses. He will try to use the people closest to you. He will try to use everything, even the good things that God has given. Understand, the things that God has given us, the enemy will try to get in the middle of that mix for the purpose of destroying us. And if we can recognize we have an adversary, the scripture says he's as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He has a purpose. And his purpose is to destroy. His purpose is to cut you down, to discourage you, to cause you to lose enough faith that you will just wither up and die. And that's what happened with the honeysuckle. It didn't happen overnight because it was growing well. It was growing good. But it was cut back a little bit and it died. You know, the enemy's trying to come in and he's trying to cut and snip things in your life to cause you to be just like the honeysuckle, and just wither up and die. That's his purpose. Discourage you, maybe because of some failures. Have not we all had failures in life? So, in our failures, you know the devil has a purpose. And his purpose is to destroy you through your failure. Jesus has a purpose also. And his purpose is that through your failure, you will recover and grow stronger than what you were before. They both have a purpose. Questions. And I know most of us are older here. But do you know that people, I've seen it happen to older people as well though, so we're not exempt from this. Do you know that the enemy likes to come in and plant questions in our minds to cause us to focus, start going down the rabbit trail of a question, something I don't really maybe totally understand, to the point that we can start losing our faith. And I've seen older people even walk away from God and lose their integrity with God because of some questions. If I can realize the enemy has a purpose with my questions. God does too. But the enemy wants to take our questions. Remember, he's a liar. He wants to destroy our faith. He wants to interfere with every positive, good relationship. The enemy has a purpose. Well, Jesus said over in John 15, very familiar passage, in the first verse, he said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. I'm the vine, Jesus said. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. You realize Jesus was talking about purpose here? Keep in mind, the devil's purpose is to cut you down to the point that you will wither up and die. But yet, Jesus said, he gave us his purpose here. He said, I'm the vine, and my Father's the husbandman. In other words, the Lord is caring for us. And if there are, remember the story of the tree that didn't bear forth fruit, and the husband was going to cut it down, the owner was going to cut it down, and Jesus said, Give me another year. Give me 3 more years. Let me work with it. Let me fertilize it. Let me dig around it. Because his purpose was he wanted it to succeed. even when all of us might look at it and say that tree is a failure. Jesus had a purpose, and his purpose was that it bear fruit. So Jesus said, I'm the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh it away. In other words, at the end of working with, where there's no real desire for God, there's a place that the Lord cuts off. But if there's any little desire for the things of God, do you know that the purpose of Christ is to forgive and to restore and to build up? And he said, every branch that beareth fruit, and I trust that we're all bearing fruit this morning, but this is what he said he's going to do. He said, every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it might bring forth more fruit. You know what purging here means? It meant pruning. Now, when the devil prunes, his design is to destroy. But when the Lord prunes, his purpose is for us to bear more fruit. And do you know, spiritual pruning can be a very painful process. It can be very painful to be pruned because it means that some things are being cut off in our life. But I want to remind us this morning, and I just trust that somewhere it can be an encouragement to you somewhere down the line, that when the Lord comes in and he brings correction and admonition and he begins to prune, his purpose is for you. His purpose is for you to be successful. His purpose is for us to bear forth more fruit. And I know on pruning, I don't know all about it, but I know that there are times even with trees and berries and in bushes that when you prune, you get rid of some branches that are just using up that lifeblood, that sap of that tree, for example. And that means that the sap can go to fewer branches that if you will allow me to use these terms, that lifeblood, that life force of the tree can go into producing fruit. Instead of just going out to more limbs on the tree. That life force can go up that more fruit would be produced. Spiritually speaking, it's the same way. It's not always sinful things, but there are things the Lord comes along and he prunes us. And he shapes us. And he molds us. But he has a purpose. And his purpose is that we would bring forth more fruit. Well, I remember, and I'll just relate briefly the story that see, there's a time and a season to pruning. When something is in full blossom isn't when you go and start snipping. There is a time and a season for pruning. And do you know the Lord knows what time and season it is in our life? And sometimes it's not the season, and other times it is. It's like the lady that got saved. And Brother Austis used to relate this story, said a lady got saved and she wore a wedding ring. All right? She wore a ring. And he said that there was someone came to him, was like, Brother Austis, you need to go talk to her. You need to talk to her about this and you need, and he just pray for him. You just pray for him. Well, he said the Lord gave him a message. And I know some people wouldn't like this. They say, you're preaching at her. But what is the job of the ministry but to share truth that we can grow? That's why we need to recognize that purpose as well. The purpose was to grow. The purpose was to bear fruit. And so, Brother Austis preached the message and he said the lady was back within the service, just amen in the message. She kept her wedding ring on. She was just amen. And he said finally there came a point after a time, felt like the Lord had inspired him to go and just mention something to her about it. He said he went, he said something to her, and she said, oh, I didn't even think about it. Well, absolutely. And she just took it off, and that was all there was to it. There was a time and there was a season that God was working. And we need to give God that room in each other's lives as well. But the Lord does have a time and a season for correction in our lives. And he said, the word which he speaketh. Now you are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. You know, it's the word of God that does a lot of that pruning and purging. It's the word of God. It's not just someone trying to straighten up, but this is the Word of God, and it has a way of bringing judgment. It has a way of cutting off, but the purpose is that there would be life. That is the purpose. Well, there's another familiar passage, and we won't read all of it, but I'll reference it over in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. If you will recall, may read a few verses. Fifth verse, he said, "My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons." In other words, don't be weary. Sometimes it seems like there's always something the Lord's working on in my life, and I just wish I could. He said, don't be weary. Do you know children, the only children here now right now are mine, but do you know that sometimes children may get weary of chastisement? There needs to be a whole lot of the other as well, isn't there? Positive reinforcement. Good job. Love being shown. But do you realize that here he said that don't get discouraged with it? Because the Lord continues to purge us because He loves us. And I don't want the Lord to look at me and say, oh, Michael's a lost cause. Just fold His arms. But you know, when the Lord is correcting me and chastising me, He's telling me I still love you and I still see something in you that I want to use. You see, that's where that's a blessing then. And I can say, the Lord has a purpose then. But I don't want the enemy's purpose to come along like that honeysuckle and cut it down just to trim it down, and then it dies. It dies. That's the enemy's purpose. And then he went on to say in verse 11, "No chasing for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby." In other words, we have something to do with the consequences or the result of pruning in our life. Now, the devil has a purpose and God has a purpose. So whose purpose is going to win out in our life? It has to do with us. All right? Because he said, if you yield, it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. In other words, those that are submitting to the correction or admonition, even the difficulties of life, when you submit to the Lord, He can bring forth something good from it. And the enemy will use the same things in life sometimes to try to destroy us, because life happens. There are things in life that could destroy us. The enemy wants things in life to destroy us, but the Lord wants to come in. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. So the Lord looks on, and if you have a desire to bear fruit in your life, the Lord will take the adverse circumstances and He'll say, I can use this to bring forth more fruit in their life. And the devil's saying, I'm going to use this to crush them. So now they both have a purpose. If we will be exercised and trust in the Lord, folks, we will bear forth more fruit. We'll bring forth more fruit. Chastening is disciplinary correction. It's chastisement, instruction, and God's purpose for nurturing and chastisement and pruning is not to destroy. And I know that probably all of us know that this morning. But I want to remind us, He has a positive purpose. And if we will be exercised thereby, we're going to bring forth more fruit. It's like a music teacher. A music teacher that never shows a different way when the student is in there, whether it's playing guitar or playing the piano. And they said, oh yes, that's good. You're doing a good job. And that's all the student ever hears. I'm going to start questioning if that's a really good music teacher. A good music teacher will be there to give that positive reinforcement, but they're also going to be the one to say, okay, now this is the way that should be played. This is the right way to do this piece, to show them through some maybe correction and admonition. So when the Lord comes into our life, He's not always just going to be saying, oh, that was perfect. But you know, life, we're practicing. You want to be a successful musician, you've got to practice. But you know, practice does not make perfect. That's a misnomer. Perfect practice makes perfect. Perfect practice does not mean getting every note right, but perfect practice means, I didn't get that right. I'm going to do it over until I do get it right. That's perfect practice. Because if someone just plays and say, I practice, and you play the wrong note long enough, do you realize you're going to not even realize it's the wrong note? So that's not perfect practice. Spiritually, it's the same way. We may not always get the right note, but our desire is that I'm going to keep working on it until I do. And I'm not going to get offended at the Lord when He comes in and He prunes and He corrects and says, this is a better way to do that. Say, yes, Lord, because I want to bear forth more fruit. So what does the bridal veil have to do with it? The bridal veil, spireia, I want you to remember the devil's job is to crush, and the job of the Lord is to come in and prune that we might bear forth more fruit. Now the honeysuckle, it was pruned back and it died. We have another bush at home and it is a bridal veil spirea. Renee had told me one time, she said, it's getting really big, and it looked like it was overtaking the spot we had it in. And so I got the shears out. I got the cutters out. And I did a job on that thing. And it didn't look pretty when I was done. And we didn't know if it would survive. But do you know, within just, it seemed like just a few days, but it did not take very long, it grew all the greenery back. The bridal veil spirea is actually a very beautiful bush if you have enough room for it. The one that we have, it has white flowers on it, and we were trying to shape it as a bush, but in just even researching in this, when the Lord began to talk to me about this, I researched this, and you know, really, it's best if you can let them grow. And I thought, do you know, the Lord, sometimes we try to put everybody in this little box shape. Oh, it's time to trim the hedge. We try to get everybody in this cookie cutter. You know what I'm talking about? I tried to do that with a couple shrubs. Ethan and I did, and we messed them up so badly. They looked so ugly when we were finished cutting on those things. I think they're going to survive. But do you know, when you don't, God recognizes the individuality of all of us. And these things are left meant to have tendrils. And they have these tendrils. If you leave it like a bush, you're always cutting off those tendrils. But it was designed to have these tendrils coming out, these branches hanging out, that would get these beautiful white flowers that just flow down the side. Well, I went and I pruned, and it survived quickly. It grew back. And you know, they even say that some of the ways, if you want to rejuvenate those, sometimes you cut them way back, just almost cut them down to the ground, and they will spring back healthier than ever before. Those are the kind of bushes to have if you're not just have a real green thumb. But do you know, I started thinking about the contrast of that honeysuckle. It was cut down, it was pruned back, and it withered up and died. This, we got working on it and cut it up, and it didn't look real pretty, but very quickly it grew back. It had white flowers again. And the Lord began to talk to him, and He said, I want you to be as that bridal veil, spirea. I want you to be like that, because life is going to bring some hard things. But the devil's purpose is to try to just kill us out. But the Lord comes along, and He knows how to prune. He knows how to cut. But you realize that the decision is ours in life. The decision is ours. Am I going to allow this situation to cause me to lose my faith? Am I going to allow this situation to crush me? The devil wants it to crush us. Am I going to allow these questions? Am I going to allow these problems? And the Lord is saying, if you'll allow me, I'll take the questions. I'll take the tough circumstances. And I'm going to use those to prune in your life that you can bring forth more fruit, if we will choose to be exercised thereby. So I want to encourage us this morning to be as the bridal veil, and I wish I had a picture of it here to show you. But the bridal veil spiree, you can look it up. The Lord knows how to trim. He knows how to cut. Folks, we're all different. Sometimes we may look at each other saying we need to, you know, you cut it even on the top and just like this, and you block cut your bush. Well, the Lord knows how to prune each of us differently sometimes because He knows who we are. And He knows how to bring forth the most fruit. So the question is, are we going to be crushed like the devil wants to crush us and destroy us? Or are we going to submit ourselves to the Lord and say, Lord, in these tough places, or my questions, or my decisions, or the tough things or tough people that come into my life, Lord, I want You to work in me so I can bear forth more fruit. And maybe it's your own failure. Don't be crushed by it, but know the Lord wants to come along and pick you up and show you a better way that you can be stronger because of the failure that you have in your past. I'm very thankful there are sometimes we need rejuvenation. And you know, for that to happen with the bridal veil spiree, it takes quite a bit of cutting. It's not maybe necessarily that someone even backslid, but they're just worn out, and they said, you go and you cut that thing almost all the way down, but it still has roots. And it comes back. I cut it again just a couple of weeks ago, and all you looks like this bunch of sticks. And in a short amount of time, it just looked, it filled back out, green leaves on it. Folks, that's how the Lord wants us to be spiritually. So be encouraged. Let's make a choice to not be crushed by the purpose of the devil, but allow the Lord to work and prune and correct and be there that we could grow and prosper and bear forth more fruit.